Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday. It's September the 12th, 2012, and where I'm at, it is 10 a.m. in the deep south of America, Jackson, Mississippi. It's 5:30 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Thank you for joining yet another edition of Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. You know, usually this broadcast is recommended for those of you that are age 18 years or older, for a mature audience, because of the subject matters of, you know, matters of the heart, dating, love, sex, romance, marriage, divorce, etc., the relationships, period. So, for that reason, that is, this is the only show that's pretty much rated mature for that reason. My shows now are rated mature because of the songs that I play. I do not only play radio edit songs, but I play non-radio edit songs, which you all know this by now. But again, opening the show was Marvis Mills, To Be Loved. I mean, not To Be Loved, well, Round and Round. And remember to like his Facebook page also. Today, hey, feel free to call in, 714-490-9614. Let's talk about, you know, hot stories, breaking stories, day three of Chicago, teacher strike, you know, stories, talk amongst ourselves regarding what's going on with our own members of the Hard Knocks, so what's going on with our hottest favorite celebs also in Matters of the Heart. So feel free to call and chat with me in the chat room. You know, tomorrow we'll be airing at the same time on Thursday and focusing on beauty and fashion news and, of course, entertainment and lifestyle news. Friday is Sports Friday. We will be profiling the head, brief profile, but we'll be profiling all 32 head coaches on Friday and also talking about all the hot sports news stories that's happening going into this second week of regular NFL season also and other news that's happening in sports. And on Saturday, I cannot wait. The Saturday night, weekend edition, we will be talking everything about Prince. So you Prince lovers, please chime in and chat with me in the chat room. Let's talk about Prince and play Prince music and the certain cover tunes that you have or remixes or certain Prince Minneapolis related songs. Please send them to me. Email them to me at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. So let's talk about, you know, I've been down Prince since day one, since a little munchkin, ever since, oh my God, soft and wet. And so let's talk about Prince in the past, Prince in the present, and Prince definitely in the future. And, you know, he's at it again here at MPG. Welcome to Chicago residency. Performance dates will begin on September 23rd. I mean, 24th, 25th, and 26th. And shout out to those of you that had fun last night here in Jackson at the Mississippi Coliseum, where Elton John performed to a sold-out house. But again, you're listening to Matters of the Heart, Wednesday Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and pretty much the subject is, I couldn't really decide on the subject, so pretty much let's talk about Matters of the Heart, anything you want to talk about. Falling in love, looking for love, not looking for love like me, but want to be ready when Cupid strikes. Something that I'm always tickled by when I'm fresh, when I watch Wendy Williams, and she always asks her guests, are you done with the swirl? Are you done with the swirl? You know, interracial dating and interracial marriage. We talk about it often here. Are you down with it or not? And then if you're not down with it, do you support your friends and loved ones who are in interracial relationships? I've grown up in a blended family where blacks marry Asians and blacks and African Americans marry Italians, and you know, I'm grew up in a blended family, and you know, I've always been open-minded in my colorblind, in my friendships, in business, and also when it comes to love, also, you know, because you can miss out pretty much if you if you're not, to be honest, you can meet your match, and the match is perfect, but not have an open mind because the person's a different race, you know. Those subjects have always interested me, interracial marriage, interreligious marriages and relationships. But let's talk about any and everything. Last week we were talking about looks and appearances and your image. And one thing I want to talk about on tomorrow's show is like makeovers and going to the extent of getting plastic surgery and liposuction and Botox. But in the matter of love, what do you do to really improve your image? Do you go as far as having surgery or getting liposuction and stuff like that to improve your appearance, to have a better, to keep your relationship flowing or to have a better chance at finding love. You know, I've seen stories in recent years, and especially this year, in regards to how people improve their looks and get plastic surgery and nose jobs and Botox and liposuction for jobs. Do you do that for love, too? Here's Moments in Love, Arv Norris. Thank you for spending time with me. If it's just for a few minutes or the entire episode. Check him out at ReverbNation.com. Extreme Woody, he's of Travelers Rest, South Carolina. And shout out to he and his band members, Woody Woods, guitar, Jane Wilson, drums, Robbie Conwell, bass, and Rick Dano, vocals, and harmonica. You got to keep up the awesome work. And Woody, I guess I'm going to check out a couple more songs of Woody's, Summer Dream and Evidence of Grace. But he's an awesome musician, and he and his band are just, you know, just rock and roll. Love them, love them, love them. But again, thank you for tuning in to Matters of the Heart, Southern Shock Entertainment Reports. Really appreciate you. It's Indy Morrell. You can catch her right here on Blog Talk Radio with she and her crazy crew, Dollhouse Radio. Candia on Twitter. Tweet her and her show, Dollhouse Radio. Just follow her and check her out because she usually airs on Saturdays, but she's been airing on Sundays and daily recently. So check her schedule out, Dollhouse Radio, Sexy India, India Morel. And she has new music, too, at thepiff.com, D-A-T-P-I-F-F.com. And also, I want to remind you that tonight is the deadline to submit your photos and your best contact information to aild.caston@gmail.com. Tonight at 10 p.m. is your deadline. So those of you that are interested in being extras for the James Franco directorial film, As I Lay Dying, he also will be starring in the film, but it is a film that he is directing based on the Will Faulkner novel, As I Lay Dying. On Monday, I had received an email from the film Mississippi Film Office, which you can visit at filmmississippi.org and also call Ward Emily and his staff at 601-359-3297. But extras are needed for the James Franco film, As I Lay Dying, seeking African-American males aged 35 to 75 to portray farmers and seeking African-American families, real families, mom, dad, and kids, are needed. So you email 1 to 2 photos only, and be sure to include your name and your best contact information because they need the callbacks are really important, so they have to contact you like ASAP. And your best contact number to aild.caston@gmail.com. And again, your deadline to submit your info for the extra roles as an African American male farmer between ages 35 and 75, and for the families, the real families, mom, dad, and kids, is for tonight at 10 p.m. tonight, September the 12th at 10 p.m. So be sure if you're interested in, if you're a new thespian or a veteran thespian interested in these particular roles in Jane Franco's As I Lay Dying, which is being filmed right outside of Jackson, north of Jackson, where Time to Kill was filmed, in Canton, Mississippi. So be sure to submit your info ASAP by 10 tonight and to be considered, and your best contact number also for that to be considered. And also I received an email from Mississippi Film Office on last evening in regards to Experience Life Made Documentaries, Barefoot Workshops. Barefoot Workshops is hosting a 2-week documentary workshop in Clarksdale, Mississippi. Those of you that love blues know a lot about Clarksdale, Mississippi. Culminating with a Friday night, September the 14th, free documentary film and documentary photo screening. I was just telling my mom, when I get new wheels and I get me a new professional camera, I told her, I said, I'm going to like make stops throughout Mississippi and snap beautiful pictures and film beautiful footage of just the beauty of Mississippi. I've been an avid photographer since I was a little kid. My mother used to work with Fox Photo, and my sister, a long time, worked for Fujifilm in Dallas, Texas. So I just always loved, photography and film and writing and so on. The screening would be held at the workshop. The screening would be held at the Shack Up Inn, Juke Joint Chapel at Hobson at 7:30 p.m. The screening schedule entails 5 short photo stories from the Delta, Creative Crossroads, Barefoot Documentary, and winner First Place Short Doc of 2009, Crossroads Film Festival, featuring Marsha Bolden, John Ruskey, and Rosalind Wilcox. Creative Crossroads explores the roots of creativity and inspiration through the eyes of a canoe builder, an 85-year-old portrait artist, and a legally blind musician. Featured presentation, A Quiet Strength, a single working mother in the heart of the Mississippi Delta, sees hard work, education, and faith as the foundation for her 3 high school daughters. A film by Bobby Bard, Hannah Caggiano, Deborah Hammett, and Tommaso Spinelli, produced and instructed by Lisa Biagiotti and Chandler Griffin. A large crowd is expected this year, so please RSVP as soon as possible to KKOHLHAAS, KK Cole House at AOL.com. Again, KK Cole House, KKOHLHAAS at AOL.com. The 12-day workshop was conducted in Clarksdale and based out of the Shack Up Inn. This is Barefoot's 12th time to visit and 18th workshop in the Mississippi Delta. The next round of workshops will start in February 2013. Please email Chandler at barefootworkshops.org for more information. And also, there's a note from Barefoot. We are here to tell stories that exemplify the deepest held values of the community. Storytelling is one of the oldest ways to connect and redefine who we are to each other. Every workshop puts the filmmakers as well as their subjects under the microscope in order to offer a more truthful, universal reflection of what this community is all about. That intimacy is the essence of what makes storytelling with Barefoot workshops an unrepeatable experience. No two workshops are ever the same, and you leave a different person. And again, Mississippi Film Office website is Film Mississippi Org, and the director is Ward Emily, and you can call at 601-359-3297. Just wanted to share that information with you. I know many of you will find that information useful, and you know, from the beginning, but when I started airing the Cooper Shock Entertainment Reports, it has always been an interesting topic of discussing independent and major filmmaking here in Mississippi and also our relationships with others nationally and internationally. And so do our best to keep our word in regards to that. So here's a PSA from the March of Dimes.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys, in the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Again, thank you for listening to the Matters of the Heart. Here's Mars Mills, Joanna.
Joanna, I do love you. I do. Why else would I go through? Trying to figure out
Joanna. That was Mara Smith. As I was watching World News Now this morning, they were talking about how, you know, Wim and Kate are on their second honeymoon, and those around are wondering if she's pregnant or not because she has refused to drink wine, instead opted to drink in water. I wonder. I know they needed time, a year or two, to enjoy their relationship and their new marriage, but those of us that are royal watchers, and especially watching Wim and Kate, wouldn't we just love to see a little bouncing baby, royal baby soon? But, you know, they're still newlyweds, and they're on their second honeymoon right now. But we've heard this before. She's not drinking any alcohol. She's not drinking wine. But they said it's kind of odd because the royal couple definitely loved wine. Even though he drank wine, she didn't. She opted to drink in water. But maybe she was just thirsty and preferred water. But it remains to be seen, right? It's Okereke, Daydreamer.
Don't be afraid to dream out loud. Sipping on that drink, only stunned you can buy. caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the best is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton. Mine's real, I'm real, I'm true. Fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of the juicer. I give no fucks, rocking punky booster. I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld, high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wing, sauna. New whip, black on black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for folk play, photo count blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexist, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex, money, murder, bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on.
Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. It really is the birth of the planetary fashion.
Shout out to Dylan and all the members of SeaWorld High Fashion. I can't wait to hear High Fashion Luxury Part 2 to that song. Amazing. Like their Facebook page at SeaWorld High Fashion. What's going on in Jackson, you might ask? The hot, hot story that's happened, there's a lot of hot stories, but there's one hot story in regards to a death. A young lady traveled here to Jackson, Mississippi for a cosmetic injection, in black market cosmetic injection. And she traveled, she's a veteran, she's been in the Army, and she's modeled in the Virgin Islands, and she's from Georgia. She traveled here to Jackson to get cosmetic butt injections. You know, to get the injections to make her butt appear larger. Well, she became ill after getting the injection, you know, on the black market. It was someone here, a transsexual here, whom a person who used to be a cowboy is now a woman, living as a woman, and living in a nice suburban neighborhood, you know, injected her butt out for $1,500. She found this person online. So that's been a big story. So you guys might see it on national news because the injection was in May and the young lady took sick and died from this black market butt injection to make her butt appear larger. So I know some of you like to know what's going on in Jackson. And there's a lot going on, but that's been like the big story in regards to entertainment lifestyle news. That's serious. You can't come back from the dead. Here's another one by Dread Days, I Talk Soul. And you're listening to Matters of the Heart, Wednesday, Cut the Shark Entertainment Report.
I Talk Soul. Let me kiss you.
Me love you so much. You mind your time. And girl, we do recline. We do the sweet grind. We do the body wine. We do the sweet grind.
Checking out an article in Ebony.com, June 2012 issue of Ebony, Love and Sex in Marriage section. And Ebony polled readers, would you date outside of your race? And it was to mark the 45th anniversary of the landmark civil rights case, Lovin versus Virginia, that reversed laws barring interracial marriage. And the questions were, is there still a stigma behind interracial dating? No, people don't care anymore. Yes, it still makes people uncomfortable. And then it's, would you ever date outside of your race? No, I want a strong black brother or sister. Or yes, true love is colorblind. And then the poll results were, no, people don't care anymore was 36%. No, I want a strong black brother / sister 13%. But overall, colorblind won at yes, true love is colorblind, 87%. And then there was, yes, it still makes people uncomfortable, 64%. And no, I want a strong black brother and sister, 20%. And then at 80%, yes, true love is colorblind at 80%. And that is from this year's June issue of Ebony.com, where they polled readers regarding dating outside of one's race. Here's ABS. I love it,
Kevin. I like when hold until it's time. Girl, then we reach the peak and the explosion hits. Girl, you blow my mind.
All my international listeners, lovers, friends, international co-host out there that I really appreciate you, because I know you could be tuned to something else, another program, but you're probably like me, multitask. I listen and I can multitask. I can listen to one show, watch another, and work and do other things at the same time, because I know many of you are at work, especially the ones I'm chatting with in the chat room are at work. So have a fun day. It's in the afternoon, so it should be almost time to get off on. So I'm glad I'm making your afternoon exciting and fun and chilled on this Matters of the Heart Wednesday, because of Shocking the Tan Reports. That's amazing. Yeah, it's early a.m. here, but it's afternoon, evening, and late night in other places. And sure do appreciate your support. So I will go on and on, rambling on and on, but thank you. I would simply say that. Here's Austin Brown.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no rules to this.
No rules
when you fall in a kiss. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
And both can be me. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's for not just one.
My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love for the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind.
Don't make me choose to begin without you. There's no rules to this.
No rules to
when
this.
You fall in a kiss, we find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Both can be me. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's for not just one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Why is it for not just one?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Why is it for not just one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is it for not just one?
tell me I got the great legs to figure out why you make me better. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Chicago residency performance dates begin on September the 24th, 25th, 26th, and other U.S. cities to be announced in the near future. But on Saturday, we're talking all and everything Prince, past, present, future plan. Nothing but Prince and Prince-related Minneapolis-style music. I say 98% of the music is going to be Prince music. I squeeze some other music in, but it's more than likely it's going to be 100%. Prince, Minneapolis sound, Prince music, Prince proteges, et cetera, et cetera. I invite all my purple friends to call in to chat, and let's have nothing but a purple party, you know, on Saturday night with Weekend Edition, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm looking at blogger Nicole Forrester's website, the official website of Nicole Forrester, and she has an blog, an article, entitled Dating Outside of Your Race for Do's and Don'ts. And she starts out, it's called Relationship Corner. Much like Dr. Martin King's speech, I've been brought up not to judge people by the color of their skin, but rather by the content of their character. I cannot control how someone may view me, but I can choose how I view the world. As such, when it comes to dating, race is not an issue, but an individual's character is. While some people prefer to date within their own race, there are also those who prefer to date strictly outside of their race. Both to me seem to offer a limited approach to dating. To date within a box of I will only date someone who is blank, whatever race, is dating with constraints. Like, really, what does that have to do with how a person would treat you? You could be shutting the door on the one simply because of his or her race. I believe love sees no color. That's what I was talking about earlier. Yet, even with my hopeful We Are the World outlook, I'm wise enough to know that we haven't reached an era where race doesn't play a factor for some people when selecting a mate. In fact, in online dating, it has been found that racial preferences do exist, with black women being most proportionally snubbed by men of all races. What gives? There's an interesting website that I love called Black Female Interracial Marriage.com. Very insightful, very awesome, and it's good for anybody and everybody to read because the website is full with a lot of positive, encouraging advice also. But back to this article right here. Well, I'm not going to debate this finding. Now, I'll save it for another day. However, I thought I would jump down the rabbit hole of interracial dating and offer four do's and don'ts when dating outside of one's race. And again, this is from the website of Nicole Forrester. One, do man up. Often the greatest barrier to dating is the willingness to be vulnerable and to ask your person of interest out. If your girl is old-fashioned like me, she may depend on the guy to do the asking. This challenge may be further magnified when it comes to dating outside of your race. Sometimes people assume someone would not be interested in them because of their race. The problem with this is that sometimes one's attempt to be forward and flirt is altogether missed. It might be shrugged off as nothing more than someone being friendly. Meanwhile, the poor suitor interprets it as being blown off. What we have is a failure to communicate. Sometimes you have to be a little bit more direct when approaching someone outside of your race. On the other hand, you may just be too intimidated to even try and ask someone outside of your race out. I'm sorry, in this case, you have to man up. Rejection is hard, but you'll never know unless you try. The worst thing someone can ever say is no. That's what my great teachers used to say all the time. You know, a no would not kill you. You know, stand up and, you know, and at least ask. Besides, if you see, and this is in regard to just life period, besides, if you see her as a person and not just her race, why shouldn't she be willing to see you as a person as well? And if your race is an issue, then obviously they are not the right person for you, but you do have to step up to the plate and ask her out. Two, don't use stereotypes. Stereotypes are deadly because they overgeneralize things. When it comes to dating, people want to be treated like an individual, not like a queue in line. So avoid stereotypes at all costs. This is not the way to win your beloved heart. Do not use stereotypes in your approach to picking up a guy / girl. Do not use stereotypes to appear knowledgeable about your beloved's race. And do not refer to stereotypes to show how accepting of all mankind you are. Obviously, a difference in race does exist, so there is nothing wrong with acknowledging these differences, but you don't need to live in the land of the labels. Three, do be open-minded. If you are dating outside of your race, you are going to be exposed to different cultures and habits. And it may be intriguing to you why your new black girlfriend showers with a shower cap. Understand that this is her normality. Likewise, dating a different race may also involve exposure to different cultures. So you must be willing to try new things, learn and embrace diversity. Diversity is a beautiful thing, so enjoy it. Yes, diversity is a beautiful thing, just in life period. Multiculturalism. We live in a multicultural world. That's me talking. Four, don't change. Newsflash, if you are dating someone outside of your race, they know that already. Translated, this means you don't have to change who you are. The person you can ever be is yourself. You don't need to change the way you act, the way you talk, the way you dress, what your interests are, or whatever. But you do have to be comfortable being you, exactly. And that's my deal. My deal is what makes me comfortable. You know, and the comfort level is what's important. Who are you comfortable with? And just comfortable being you, being who you are, you know. And sometimes that person might be of a different race, you know. Yeah, you might think, oh, I'm doing all the right things to be with this person of the same race. But then who are you really comfortable with? And then when Cupid arrow strikes, I don't think Cupid decides by race. You know, love is love. You know, God is love. Love is life. Sure, differences may exist between you and your beloved. Getting to learn these differences doesn't mean you have to change who you are. It means you have to appreciate it. You are enough. At the end of the day, everyone just wants to be loved, and that is so true. We may have idolized what that packaging might look like when it arrives, but we must be willing to expect the unexpected. Love doesn't discriminate, so why should we when it comes to finding love? And certainly when it comes to love, you should never allow the prejudice of others to deter you away from what your heart leads you to. Let them live in their world of hate and move on. And then the author of this article signed Colorblind Nicole, because it's from her website, the website of Nicole Forrester. So I found it to be a very interesting, brief article and very direct and to the point. And I agree with her about how people are put constraints on themselves in regards to, okay, I only date within my race. And, you know, I respect people that date only in their race and only, you know, believe you should stick to your race. But then so many of us are multicultural, multiracial, so what are we really sticking to, you know, to be honest? And this is me talking. And then the people that only date outside their race, for whatever reasons, that amazed me also. Because last week I shared a sexy picture of Tyrese and I think another sexy guy on my page. And I was like, okay, I might, because I think the picture was called like Sexy Chocolate Men. And I was like, I might love my sexy vanilla men, but I do love my sexy chocolate men also. You know, just because I am colorblind does not mean I am only, my heart is open to only non-black guys. I have some awesome guys of my same race, black, African-American, got brothers of mixed races and so on. And I love them. I have awesome friendships with some awesome guys who are in good relationships themselves. And a lot of my friends are in interracial relationships. I'm talking about my black guy friends are in interracial relationships. So why is it a big deal when a black or African-American sister dates outside of her race or marries outside of her race, you know? And it just goes back. Interracial marriage and relationships are not just black and white. It's different. And then it goes back to my friend Ebony Empress. You could be the same race or from different countries, from different cultures, you know. Well, I could fall in love with one of my friends, international friends from the UK or from the Netherlands, you know. But we're from different cultures. Might be the same color skin, but we're from different cultures. So it's just being comfortable and not being fearful to venture outside of your race or outside of your culture. Even if you are the same race, you might be of different cultures. And that's a situation right there. Because, you know, really, a lot of my non-black friends now, we really do have to share like the same culture or have the similar interests and likes, you know. So, duh, you know, compatibility is very important also, right? It's important for people to be very individual. But it's good to be supportive also, because everybody aren't into the same thing anyway. So, but I respect those who stick, you know, to their races. My first husband was African American. My second husband was Arab Egyptian. And you know, like I said, I've grown up in a multicultural lifestyle in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi. Now, my cousin Linda was a guest here on the show. She was a part of the civil rights movement, and she does not date outside of her race. And nobody's wrong. We all are individuals, but we know what we like and what we prefer. You know, I'm just colorblind, you know, to that. My thing is, you know, I've had experiences and so on. And then people who talk about, oh, well, what about when the white man did this to the black woman and so on? And I was date raped by two guys that I trusted as a teenager, and they were my same color. And, well, when the president, you know, really. So don't tell me anything about that. That's an important part of history, but I know what I've experienced personally. And, you know, and they weren't white guys. They were black guys who I trusted. So, you know, I don't disregard the past, but my ancestors, my great-great-grandfather and great-great-grandmother were of mixed race, but I don't believe it was, I believe it was consensual sex, you know, of you know, in that regard. But, yeah, I don't disregard, and we know our history instead of our history. And those of us that don't know our history, we need to study our history and know what landowners and what happened between landowners and slaves. And we know what happened between. I seen the movie Mandingo when I was a little girl. Same thing with the black slaves and the white women. You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on back then. But we're talking about present day right now. And also we're talking about different races because, like I said, my family is a blended family. I've grown up with interracial couples in my family, you know, blacks married to Thailand natives and blacks married to Italians and just, you know, different blended family. And then I grew up around friends, same-sex couples, you know. So I'm heterosexual, but people, you know, love is love. If it's same-sex love or interracial love or same-race love, love is love. Now, I hope I'm not sounding crazy or rambling, but this is just me talking on my own thing. And, I had this throughout different topics because I offered you all to call me and talk about anything and everything you want to talk about in regards to matters of the heart. And that story that I shared with you that's happening right now locally, that is another like topic I had brought up too. Your looks or cosmetic surgeries and so on. People do it for work, but how far do we go when it's for love or to keep that appearance up? Because we don't, you know, competition's out there sometimes to keep that certain appearance up or to attract certain people. And so it's sad that the young lady passed away due to getting black market cosmetic surgery to her buttocks. So that's something that I'm really going to talk about when we focus on beauty and fashion. And I talk about the do's and don'ts of getting certain types of surgeries and Botox surgeries and plastic surgeries and et cetera. And, you know, it's important to go to experts, to go to licensed estheticians, medical or clinical. So if you're having surgery, I think it's important that the person is a doctor. You know, it's important to go to reputable experts in the field that you're getting service in. You know, so, they might know what they're doing, but still, that is a scary situation. Even when we go to real doctors and experts, there we see it every day, botched surgery. So we have about 10 more seconds of live streaming, but the show will continue on a few more minutes. Just wanted to touch base on that. This is me doing a commentary style show, and we're pretty much going on and on. But I just want to thank you. Thank you for those in the chat room, and thank you those that are listening online. And tomorrow, you know, we're talking more entertainment and lifestyle news, plus focusing on beauty and fashion news and Friday sports, and we'll be profiling all 32 head coaches. Yeah, I have some researching to do, don't I? Thank you, my friend in the Netherlands. Please tune in tomorrow. Thank you. I really appreciate you. What else? So I was thanking my friends in the chat room. Friday, I have a lot of research to do in regards to profiling the head coaches of all 32 teams. And those of you that know a little bit about your certain favorite coaches of your favorite teams, please call in and or chat, and let's talk about them. We'll do a brief profile on all 32 coaches because, you know, do you really know the names of certain coaches, or do you even care? You maybe not care, but all 32 teams are a favorite of all of us. So it's important for us to know something about the head coaches of our favorite teams and of the NFL, and know some certain executive names also. So we'll be profiling, like, not only those on the field in the near future, but profiling executives also in the NFL. Because it's good for us to know, hey, what's going on? Who's really calling the shots, or who works in this area? Who's an executive? How did this person get to this position? You know, it's good to know. I don't know about you guys, but being a history buff, I like that kind of stuff. It's really cool, really neat. But, I thank you for tuning in. The show's not over yet, but we're concluding it. Thank you to those in the chat room, and just thank you, period. Wow. There is a lot to talk about, but it is time to end the show. So I will play, let's see, what will I play next? Brown Mark, formerly of Prince and the Revolution. Here's Skeleton. Listening and tuning in. Here's a song by one of my favorite couples, Crazy in Love by Beyonce and Jay-Z. You all see where they're planning a big fundraiser for the president. I think it's like 40,000 a head. Wow. Okay, but it's Crazy in Love, Beyonce featuring Jay-Z. And until next time, I thank you and I appreciate your support. Beyonce features Jay-Z. Appreciate you. If you only spent a few minutes with Matters of the Heart Wednesday for the Shock Entertainment Reports or the entire hour, 90 minutes plus, thank you. Thank you so much. And you are appreciated, and thank you. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday for the Shock Entertainment Reports, and hopefully you can catch us live tomorrow with Terrific Thursday as we talk entertainment and lifestyle, music news stories, and freshly focused on beauty and fashion news, okay? So thank you so much, and have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night. Mwah!